Okay, Jean-Charles, let's talk about our final topic, which is adjuvant therapy of non-small cell. And we presented several situations to the audience and to faculties just to see what, you know, again, a number of evidence-based options. Our first case is a 60-year-old patient who has a 4.4 centimeter lung mass removed surgically, has three positive Hiler nodes. So, you know, for example, if this patient were to go in the ECOG study looking at Bev, they could choose between four cyst doublets, but we're kind of curious what people do outside a trial setting. And here we see cis-PEM and cis-vinorelbine as the two most common choices. Some carbo-PEM, carbopaclitaxel, kind of interesting. And then we go to what the faculty typically does with a patient like this. And again, we see this, we need more support, more Europeans to see if this is a trend or not, but a lot of cis-PEM, and we've seen this in North American investigators for sure. Jean-Charles, you say cis-vinorelbine. I'll let you give your talk first, and then we can chat about sort of why. And then we also asked another question, which was same situation, except the patient's 75. And looks like, at least in the audience, there's kind of a shift towards more carbo, other, I guess, 8%. Let's see what the faculty would do with a 75-year-old. I guess, in general, it would be chemotherapy. But just sort of globally, before we get started, Corey, how old does somebody have to be? I guess after you told me you treat a 94-year-old, how old in the adjuvant setting do you sort of back off?
I begin to worry a little bit in people in their 80s, and unfortunately we have precious little data in patients over 75. There's one paper by Carmela Pepe and colleagues from the BR10 trial that showed at least between 65 and 75 you had similar outcomes with cisplatin-based therapy against cisplatin-vinorelbine, which Jean-Charles chose. Above 75, the numbers are very small, but the outcomes were not very good.
Mark, do you buy into sort of thinking about carbo as people get up in age? Do you do that?
I do that, but I also think if I think I have to use carbo, should I really be doing this?
And what age does, you know, in your own practice, does that start coming up?
Above 75, 80. It depends on the protoplasm, how well they do. And, you know, you talk to a lot of these older patients about what the benefit really is. And I think it's a very different population, say, compared to the breast cancer population, which tends to do more. These people sometimes aren't enthusiastic about.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned breast cancer, because also in breast cancer, you see a lot of people using adjuvant online.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I'm not sure people, it's there for colon and lung. I'm not sure people use it for lung. But the thing is about adjuvant online is it factors in competing mortality.
Yeah.
So you start seeing a decrease in benefit just because people are dying of other things.
Right.
Corey?
I think, at least in my own mind, I distinguish between those who have node involvement and those where I'm making the decision strictly based on the tumor size. And I think the node involvement will ultimately trump the decision and make me give them something. I have to confess, late 70s, usually in the 80s, I'll give a carbo-based regimen.